This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. After yesterday's pageantry, President Donald Trump focuses on policy today as he joins British Prime Minister Theresa May for a day of talks. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Things are likely to become awkward when Donald Trump meets Theresa May, who is in the final weeks of her premiership. The two leaders have sharply differing views on issues including Iran, Brexit, and Chinese telecoms firm Huawei. Trump has already criticized May's handling of Brexit and said May's rival, Boris Johnson, would make an excellent prime minister. The two are also due to meet with corporate executives from both sides of the Atlantic before an afternoon news conference. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Trump's European trip will also include D-Day commemoration ceremonies in both Britain and France and a stop in Ireland. Security was tightened around Beijing's Tiananmen Square Tuesday as China sought to silence any remembrance of the deadly crackdown on student-led protests exactly 30 years ago. Visitors were subjected to strict identification checks by security forces as they arrived at Tiananmen Square to witness the daily early morning flag-raising ceremony. Foreign journalists were barred from the square and warned not to take any pictures of the scene. Hundreds, possibly thousands of people were killed when Chinese soldiers and tanks stormed Tiananmen Square on June 4, 1989, to end a nearly two-month demonstration by students and workers demanding democratic change and the end of corruption. As with other past anniversaries, China's ruling Communist Party has gone to great lengths to erase any memories of the event from official history. The government bans any public observance of the crackdown, heavily censors the internet by removing all articles, comments, and pictures of the day, and rounds up activists, lawyers, and journalists as the anniversary approaches. This is VOA News. Another anniversary of note, 100 years ago, a supermajority in the U.S. Congress set aside concerns about social upheaval and gave its approval for a constitutional amendment to guarantee voting rights for women. Those rights were not gifted, but rather earned through decades of effort, and that fight has left a lasting impact on U.S. politics. The passage of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution came first in the House of Representatives in May 1919, followed by Senate approval on June 4th, and final ratification by individual states the following year. Uyghur rights advocates in the United States are ramping up efforts to persuade the U.S. Congress to pass a bill focusing on China's growing persecution of the predominantly Muslim minority group in the country's Xinjiang province. An organization consisting of 30 Uyghur activists visited Washington last week to push U.S. officials to help as many as 2 million residents of the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region who are believed to be undergoing compulsory education in Chinese prison camps. They urge Congress to ratify legislation to hold Chinese officials accountable for alleged abuses against the minority group. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that after months of delays and political feuding, the $19 billion disaster aid bill has finally passed Congress and is heading to the president for his signature.
With just 58 opposing votes, Democrats and Republicans finally approved the long-delayed disaster aid bill, money to help states and territories hit by hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, and fires. There was fighting between the president and Democrats over aid to Puerto Rico, which is in the bill, and several billion to care for migrants at the border, which is not. More delays occurred when conservative Republicans held up a vote on procedural grounds.
That's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. Sudan's ruling military council says it is canceling its previous agreement with civilian protesters following Monday's attack by security forces on a protest site in Khartoum that left 30 people dead. The head of the transitional military council announced it will hold elections within the next 9 months. Monday's raid on the protest site outside the defense ministry capped a breakdown of relations between the military and the Alliance for Freedom and Change, a coalition of protesters and opposition parties. The two sides had been negotiating over the makeup of a transitional government following the military's ouster of President Omar al-Bashir in April after mass protests against autocratic rule. Again, our top story. President Trump is meeting with British Prime Minister Theresa May to talk policy. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.